What's up, guys? So the amount of craziness that has been dropping in the last 48 hours from Marvel Studios is insane. If you do not like spoilers, you're not going to love this episode, but here's my top five crazy stuff that has been dropped in the last 48 hours of Marvel. Let's go. Welcome, true believers, to Heart in the Paint podcast. If you are new to this channel, if you love Marvel, DC, comics, TV, film, everything that goes into all those topics I just said, please hit that subscribe button. Or if you are listening to us on the Anchor app, hit that favorite button. At any time that you love the content that you're doing, hit that thumbs up and hit that like button. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on into this new episode. Alright guys, at number 5, Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn provided input during the development of Captain Marvel. What? Now, this is huge. The reason why? Because Marvel Studios and Kevin Feige is still talking to James Gunn, which conversation can go into reestablishment of relationship. Whoa, this could be something huge for James Gunn transitioning back into Marvel Studios. Can we all pray and let's intercede for James Gunn coming back into the MCU? Yes, at number 4, breaking news, Marvel Studios hired screenwriter of Captain Marvel as well as Black Widow to be the showrunner of upcoming The Vision and the Scarlet Witch Disney Plus service, streaming service. So that's pretty huge because we finally get the title, or can this be a title, of the upcoming series, The Vision and Scarlet Witch. So again, we're getting this screenwriter that has been on Captain Marvel and the future Black Widow movie to be on The Vision and Scarlet Witch movie. So the next one, the Captain Marvel powerhouse, guys. Again, if you do not like spoilers, you're not going to like this one, and I'll give you time to stop listening. So at number 3, Captain Marvel news has been revealing all this week. It's been crazy. So the publication got the chance to visit the set of Carol Danvers' solo debut in this movie, and they saw some kind of interviews that they were sitting down, a sequence featuring Captain Marvel and Nick Fury. It describes as follows, guys. As the pair prepared to fight their way off an alien spaceship, which Jackson cryptically describes as belonging to a doctor from Carol Danvers' past, Carol instructs him to take the Tesseract, leave the lunchbox, while she runs off to buy him some time. Whoa, now we are bridging the gap between the Avengers 1, where the Tesseract is with Nick Fury. If we guys remember, let's bring it all the way back, because we saw the Tesseract only in the Captain America First Avenger, as well as the First Avenger movie. So this is incredible. If it is true or not a misdirection, we always have to be very, very sensitive with Marvel Studios with their misdirection. So at number 2, Samuel Jackson's contract is coming to an end, but he has voiced that he is open to keep on doing these movies and with these characters. But of course, we're not going to spend too much time on number 2, because at number 1, in an interview, Samuel L. Jackson, with all this hype, with all this feeling himself in this way, we never expect him to drop this big spoiler. Guys, he literally said in an interview that when they were going over the movie, when they were going over the powers of Captain Marvel, he literally dropped going through each power that she has and the ability to time travel. I'm just going to lay that there for a little bit. Now, this could be a huge misdirection. Okay, but the fact that, because we already knew that Marvel Studios was changing a little bit of her character and her origin, so this can connect, this can actually be confirmed, this can be official in a way, but this can also be a misdirection. Now, I know I'm saying that word misdirection a lot, that Marvel Studios and their actors and their teams and their screenwriters are putting stuff out just to throw us off, guys. But if this is true, this again bridges the gap to, where has she been all this time? She hasn't been anywhere all this time. She's been in a different time. So literally, if she does time travel, go through a portal, she hasn't really been anywhere. But where did she get that information, or does Ant-Man kind of reach out to her? I don't know. So there's a lot to really, you know, scrap from all that, if it is true. Because if it is true, it does look somewhat, maybe, kind of true, because the kind of powers look like the kind of powers from the quantum realm. So with all my theory crafters, guys, please comment on this video. I was so excited to go through the list. I didn't even mention the giveaway, guys. So if you are new to this channel, please hit the subscribe button. I'm going to be putting this on YouTube as well. Things have been kind of crazy this week, guys. I haven't been really posting a lot because I have a huge production this weekend that's taken up all my time. So I do apologize to all my faithful listeners out there and subscribers. But we are still doing that giveaway. We're doing our Oh Snap Thanos t-shirt. To enter to win that shirt, you have to be a subscriber to both my podcast as well as my YouTube channel at Hard in the Paint Podcast. And to win our Avengers 4 in-game movie tickets that we are giving away, you have to be a subscriber to our YouTube channel, like a video, and comment on one of those videos, especially this one. So tell me, what are your top, what was your favorite point of all this, of my top five list of all the craziness that Marvel Studios have been dropping in 48 hours? Tell me your favorite one, and you will be entered to win the movie tickets, guys. Well, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for listening to Hard in the Paint, taking time out of your busy day to hear me rant about always Marvel stuff. So, all right, guys, thank you so much. Stay awesome and stay blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.